This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People, this is Jonathan with the Bet on Yourself podcast coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat, Miami. 99.7 The Heat, D-A-H-E-A-T, Miami, is officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. If you have not, download the iHeartRadio app to your phone, TV, or tablet and type in 99.7 The Heat, D-A-H-E-A-T, Miami, and lock in with us. Listen, we play the best music in all genres, from hip-hop, pop, R&B, urban, inspirational, and most importantly, we break independent artists, uncut diamonds in the world of music. The Better Yourself podcast is special. Number one, we are one of the top podcasts, top 100 podcasts on Apple. So I love that. We do over 15,000 downloads a week on our podcast. We have a lot of ears listening to our broadcast. Number two, we started this podcast. We are the only Bet on Yourself podcast out there, period. We're proud of that. We started this podcast literally like 6 years ago, and we started a hashtag, and we've been running ever since. This podcast is dedicated to artists that are truly hustlers of the game and betting on themselves, not making excuses. They deal with the tough times. They suck it up. They don't quit. As soon as something happens, they push through the eye of the storm. Today, I'm talking to a gentleman that first of all, we reached out to him from 24 Hip Hop. Shout out 24 Hip Hop. And I had a great conversation with this king. And he just immediately, impressed me, blew me away with his music, his professionalism, his intelligence, but most importantly, his message. I'm honored, super honored, to be speaking with my brother, Mason 3x5. Mason 3x5, welcome to the podcast, bro.
Hey, thank you, man. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be on.
No doubt. Well, listen, you know I had to give you that blue carpet treatment, man. That intro.
That's right. That's right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No doubt. I want to dive right into it, man. You are a special talent. You believe in yourself at the highest level. You have committed yourself to this game. I want to ask you this, with everything going on in the world, everything going on regarding this music business, how volatile it is, why are you betting on yourself right now in 2024 regarding your music career?
Right now, I'm betting on myself because of the message that I carry. A lot of artists out there, they have a message that isn't really aligned with what the people's needs are. And the message that I'm trying to portray, that I'm carrying and that I'm giving, is a message of inspiration and of hope and perseverance through the tough times and through the situations and circumstances that are going on in everybody's everyday life. And it's applicable to everyone, and it carries weight because we see a lot of, you know, other artists out there, a lot of people out there that they make good music, but their message isn't really, it has no sustenance, you know, it has no real meaning behind it. There's no real fulfillment behind it. It's kind of the same old song being played over and over again with a different beat, you know? And the message that I'm trying to get across, that I'm trying to bring to the table, is different because I'm not out here saying we need to continue living the way that we used to live, but there's got to be change and there's got to be you know, aspirations that are reached, and there's got to be goals that are reached. And everybody has a goal. Everybody has an aspiration. Everybody has a dream that they want to come true in their life. And my message and my music and my dream is to let people know that dreams do come true. And aspirations can be achieved and goals can be reached, but you got to put the work in it regardless of the darkness and the situations and the circumstances that are going on in our lives, you know?
Definitely, no doubt about that. I mean, you spoke well in that sequence right there, which leads me to this point here. When you think about the music business as a whole right now, Mason, like, explain to the Better Yourself audience how your music integrates into the world. Like, how does your music fit? Like, what type of role does it play?
The type of role that my music fits is, or the way that it fits in is that, on the flip side, I don't really think it fits. I don't really think it's normal. I don't really think it's the same old thing. I think that it's different. And I think that the way that it fits is because it's different. I think the way that it fits is because it doesn't normally fit in to the normal, just everyday message that we all hear on the radio. I think it's different. And the reason why I think that it fits is because the people need something different. The world needs something different. The world needs something that doesn't just fit in. The world needs something that's not just the same old song being played over again with, you know, saying the same words in a different way. And so I think that the reason why, and I believe the reason why my music is so powerful is because it's not the same old thing. And the reason why it's going to fit into what somebody needs or what somebody likes is because it is different and it doesn't necessarily fit into the norm, but I'm still able to encapsulate the culture of hip hop because of, just the love that I have for hip hop, the love that I have for rap music, the love that I have for, the culture in general, you know, and it's not just the same old thing that's being played over. It's a different message, mm-hmm. but it's hip hop. And I love hip hop. I love rap music. And, it gives me a reason to, I'll put it this way. It gives me a purpose in life. You know, it gives me a sense of fulfillment when I'm able to get behind a microphone and I put on a beat and I'm able to, relate to people who are on the other side of the world listening to my music, and they feel like somebody relates to them on the other side of the world, because the message that I have is not just for a certain people, but it's for everybody, and it's inspiring because it touches people's hearts. At least that's the, you know, the feedback that I've gotten, and it's inspiring because it encourages people. Or it's inspiring because it allows people to feel like they're not alone. And that's how it fits in, because a lot of music nowadays, that's not the message. So it is different. It doesn't necessarily fit into what the norm is, but that's the way it's going to fit into people's lives, you know?
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. I feel like, to me, in my opinion, my humble opinion, your music, it literally weaves a careful line between, you know, like a lost reality and the real reality. And let me explain that so everybody can understand what I'm coming from. You speak on things in such a clear way. Your morals, your values allows you to literally like narrate a truth and a type of reality that we all need to live in versus what the world is now. And there's so much clarity and purity to your voice, man. And I respect that a lot.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. I try to make the message, you know, when you're giving a message or you're trying to tell someone something or you're expressing yourself verbally, you want to do it as clear and concise as possible. And, I believe the more pure something is, you know, the better it's received. It's like going to buy gold. Do you want to buy impure gold or you want to get pure gold? you know, what's more valuable. So the more pure something is, the more valuable it is. And the more valuable it is, the more it's desired. You know, the more it should be desired.
Yeah, definitely. I want to tap into this part here. People right now, we got my man Mason 3x5 on the Bet on Yourself podcast, coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Let's tap into this part. When you decided to become an artist, like say, I'm going to go after this. Explain, when did that switch happen? Where were you? What were you thinking? And, you know, tell me just how it all came together.
Well, that's a really good question. So the switch happened for me when, man, there was a time in my life, not too long ago, but, you know, a little bit ago, and where I was stuck on drugs. I was doing fentanyl, I was doing heroin, I was smoking meth, and I was in and out of jail for, you know, different charges and stuff. And you know, there was no purpose or fulfillment that was coming from that lifestyle. And I exemplified, or you know, I lived a lifestyle that gave the example of that was what's morally okay, because I was okay with it. And I realized that my actions have an impact on people. And even if you're, you know, on the lowest of the totem pole in whatever, you know, capacity you live at or you work at, that you still carry influence, whether you're the CEO or a janitor, you still carry influence in people's lives. And even though I was at the lowest of my low and that I could possibly be in my life, I still carried influence, even if it was just a little bit. But that influence that I carried, it had the ability to impact people's lives. And I realized at that point, with the way that I was living, that I was impacting people's lives around me negatively. And I didn't want to live like that anymore. I didn't want to be somebody who was just going to be a leech to the world and you know, just feed off of others and try to get my way, even though I really didn't deserve it, you know. And I had I had lived that kind of lifestyle where I was on the streets in LA. I was you know up in the San Fernando Valley where. Where I was on the streets, and it was just a constant lifestyle of trying to pursue self gratification and trying to get what I wanted when I wanted it, and it was just pride, and you know that pride will just bring you down, and especially if you're you're pursuing it the way that I was pursuing it, and you were living that type of lifestyle the way I was living, and I was just digging myself a grave. And I came to a point of realization and revelation in my life where, you know, God spoke to me and he showed me that that wasn't the way to live. And so I told God that, you know, that I would, you know, if he could change my life, I would live for him. And here I am, you know, 3+ years later, and I've been clean and sober now. I don't live that lifestyle anymore. And, you know, God showed me he was real, and that's the change that happened in my life. And so, that was the change. And so what I continued to meditate on and to kind of pray on was what my real purpose and fulfillment was in life. And I've always had a deep love for music. And, you know, I was shown that, you know, the things that I have a passion for in life are what are going to actually fulfill me and bring fulfillment. And, you know, doing it for the sake of love and for the sake of what's important and what's right and what's true. And so I started making music that, you know, that reflected that. And, you know, here I am today, doing the same thing, and I feel a sense of fulfillment from it and a sense of purpose, because it's not how I used to be, where I was, you know, and I used to make music back in the day when I was on drugs and I was really bad. And it's like, yeah, I was all right at doing it. You know, I was good at doing it, but it didn't ever bring a sense of fulfillment. And, because I knew that deep down it was just hurting people I loved and it was negatively impacting people's lives. So that...
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
That's what happened. And it, you know, ever since then, now I've been pursuing that. And I've been trying to do everything from a sense of passion and purpose and out of love and making it as clear and concise as possible that that's the best way to live is, you know, you live from truth and from, you know, love.
No doubt about it, man. I want to tap into this part here. First of all, man, I want you, your next interview, you got two more interviews to schedule after this. We're going to set you up for the 24 Hip Hop interview with Alexis Rocks. Then I want you to do the Lost Soul Survivor and No Way Out. I want you to do the Lost Soul Survivor podcast with me, and we'll talk about that later. But beautiful story, man. I want you to save some of that for the Lost Soul Survivor Project. That's a podcast that's dedicated to people that have beat addiction, turn their life around to some positive, or people that are fighting addiction right now. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah, that's me 100%.
Yeah, man, so I would love to have you on.
100%.
So a Lost Soul Survivor, man. I want to knock that out ASAP. I want to tap into this part right here. Is there a plan B for you with this music game? Like, do you really, and before you answer that, this is what I want you to understand. Do you really feel that, this thing can be real? Like, it can really happen within the next 5 years? Seriously, like, this will be your life. Like, it's paying all your bills. You handling everything. Like, do you really believe that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't gauge success off of, I don't really gauge success off of how much money I make. I don't really gauge success off of that. I gauge success off of, how fulfilled do I really feel at the end of the day? And do I feel like I made a positive impact in somebody's life? That's how I gauge success. And so in that term and in that way, you know, I've already made it because I'm already impacting people's lives positively. Now, is there more to do? Oh, 100%. Is there more to pursue? Oh, 100%. Can I always go up? Yeah, absolutely. You can always go up. And I plan on going up. And would I love to pay my bills and really, really, really make an impact like that? Yeah, 100%. That's the goal. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And I know that, you know, I got a lot of support. I got God on my side. True. Can't really go wrong with that. And,
true.
You know, and so do I think I can make it? Yeah, I believe so. I believe so.
Let me ask you this question. I think this is a good question to ask. Right now, it's June 27, 2024, right now. And explain to the audience what type of sacrifice you've made to be in this game so far.
The type of sacrifice I've made.
What's some of the sacrifices you've made to be in this game so far?
Oh, man.
Break them down to me, bro. Talk to me.
I've had to go into debt. I've had to overdraft my account. I've had to cut some people off that I really loved. But at the end of the day, it wasn't going to benefit me. on the journey that I'm taking and in this life that I'm living. And, you know, I pray for them, but I've had to cut people off that I loved. I've had to give when it felt like I really had nothing left to give. I've had to be exhausted and work through nights when I felt like I couldn't keep my eyelids open and I tried to keep going. I had to cry a few times, you know what I mean? Blood, sweat, and tears. And just keep going. And that's why there's a, you know, when you fight for something like that, and when you fight to make something happen like that, there's more value and more meaning to it once you obtain it. So I thank God for all of the struggles and all of the battles, because I know that when you work hard for something like that, it's going to mean that much more when you get it. And, you know, like that's how I feel with, on the flip side with my sobriety, you know, I had to beat a drug addiction in order to get this. I mean, that's, you know, not just like any drug addiction, but like a fentanyl heroin addiction, you know? And, I had to sacrifice a lot of things, but, you know, when you have to fight like that, and it causes you to just completely break as a person, then what the struggle does is it molds you and shapes you into a new person that's stronger than you were before. And, you know, that's like when somebody goes to work out, they're tearing those muscles so that they can build. It's the same thing. You got to fight against the resistance that's weighing you down, and you lift it up and just can, you know, repeat the process over and over again, and you get stronger from it, you know, and that's what it takes. You got to rise up against the resistance of the weight that's pulling you down. And as you do that repeatedly, you're going to get stronger and you're going to get bigger. So, you know, I mean, it's been a struggle. I've had resistance that came in the form of, people that I thought were friends and they were really snakes. I've had, you know, resistance come in the form of temptations to, you know, to continue using drugs and to use drugs again. I've had, resistance come in the form of, you know, my dad becoming sick and not feeling well. I've had, you know, resistance come in the form of financial problems with going in debt. And really, at the end of the day, when everything all gets worked out, I know that I'm going to be stronger because of it. Because the lifestyle and the way that I live now, my problems no longer bury me, but they cause me to grow. And even though it seems like it'll be the end of the world sometimes, I know that if you don't give up, and you keep going, you won't lose. You know, if you're going through hell, don't stop, or you're going to really just be stuck there. And that's what it takes. And that's what you got to do.
That's mad respect right there, bro. Mad respect on a big level, fam. No doubt about it. You've been through a lot. You grinding at the highest level. I know you've had, you know, different companies try to scam you and hustle you. You know, we spoke about
that. Yeah, that was one of them too.
How does it feel to be grinding with Radio Pusher so far, man?
Oh, it's a blessing. It's a God-given blessing, you know, and I don't take it lightly. It's a pleasure to be able to work with you guys and to work with Radio Pushers. And the whole process has just been it's been great. Honestly, it's a blessing. Like, I really almost don't have any more words for it other than it's a God-given blessing, you know. And I recommend it for anybody who's, you know, who's looking for A&R or looking for just support with their music, especially if they're independent, you know.
Definitely. Listen, how does it feel to be on iHeartRadio, man, on 99.7 The Heat? How it feel, man?
It's pretty exciting. it's pretty exciting. It's cool when you when you pray for something and then it happens, you know, it's cool when you, you pray for changes and things to happen and then they come true. Like I have a song called Payphones and it's like, this is what I prayed for. This is what I'm made for. And, it's great because, you know, all these little, all these steps and not even little, all these little steps or big steps or every milestone you achieve is just like on the, you know, on the path to success. And it's exciting to me because I remember a time in my life where the only path I was on was a path of death and failure, you know? And now on the flip side, it's like, I don't take this stuff lightly. I don't take it for granted because it's the, you know, there's like, I almost don't even know how to put it, but it's the exact opposite of the way that my life used to be. And it's a miracle that I'm here. And to see that, you know, once your, once my life got turned around, that it wasn't just, oh, my life got turned around and then everything was just, you know, plateaued at that, but it continues to increase and go upward and move up and get better and better and better. And success just, it's one, you know, it's glory after glory. And I got to thank God for it. You know, I got to thank God for it. This is what I prayed for, you know?
No doubt, man. Well, listen, spell out, spell your name out phonetically, slowly as it's spelled out on streaming sites so people can go in and stream your music.
Absolutely. It's MASONX3X5 Mason X3X5 and the 3-5 stands for Proverbs 3-5.
Say it one more time for him.
Yep. M as in Mary, A as in Apple, S as in Samuel, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, X as in xylophone, 3 as in the number 3, X as in xylophone, and 5 as in the number 5.
All right, definitely. Give out your Instagram handle nice and slow so people can connect with you there as well.
Yeah, it's the same thing. My Instagram handle, TikTok, every platform is just MasonX3X5. It's MASONX3X5. That's me.
No doubt. What have you enjoyed the most about being on the Bet on Yourself podcast? Talk to me, brother.
What I enjoyed the most was just being able to continue to share the message that, that I have. And, you know, I'm praying that it speaks to somebody and that people who will listen to it will know that there's hope and you can achieve your dreams and, you know, dreams become reality and these aspirations are attainable and goals can be reached. And every milestone is just, you know, every milestone is just a stone getting paved on the road to success, you know? So being able to just verbalize that and talk about it and speak with you and being able to talk with you. I mean, you're, you know, shout out to Millennial General.
thank you, man.
For real, for real. Shout out to Radio Pushers, but just the opportunity alone is amazing.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, you make it easy. We just try to, you know, all I do is try to ask great questions, man. That's it. Yeah.
you did that. You did that.
No doubt. Well, listen, I'm going to send you a link so you can book your other interviews with the 24 Hip Hop podcast. I want you to book that with Alexis Rocks. And then I'm going to send you the other link to schedule your podcast interview for the Lost Soul Survival one. All right.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Hey, don't forget to hit that red button that says end so you can jump out of here, man. People, Mason 3x5, man. And listen, tell them what the Mason 3x5 stands for again.
Mason's my name. And then it's X3X5. The X's are silent. I don't talk about my X's. And the 3 and the 5 are for Proverbs 3:5.
And look, y'all already know what it is, man. Appreciate you, King. And like I said before, check your phone in a little bit. Peace and love.
All right.
Let's get it. Peace. One.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.